Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards. Upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now. So nice and comfortable. Just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards. Upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to picture yourself stripped of any choice and right. Imagine yourself slowly brought to kneel before the power of another. Your body forced into obedience. Your mind forced into obedience. I want you to picture yourself fully and completely enslaved. Imagine what it would be like, forced to serve the will of another, without choice, without reservation. Your mind and your body completely controlled by another person's will, owned by someone else. Picture yourself brought to the station in life where someone else has complete and utter power and authority over you, where you are their slave and they are your master. Where they own you, mind and body. Your dedication to them, complete and absolute. And as you picture this, imagine the bonds they must put upon you, binding your body so that it kneels before them, binding your mind so that it obeys them, their every whim, your greatest desire. And as you picture yourself this way, realize that your master wants you to be chaste. Wants you to be unable to orgasm without their permission or command. And as you picture this, you hear in your mind the words, slavery is chastity. Chastity is slavery. And as you hear those words, you find your pleasure centers locked off from your control. Slavery is chastity. Chastity is slavery. These words echo through your mind, becoming more and more true, more and more real. Deep down inside, you know that slavery is chastity, that chastity is slavery, that the person who owns your orgasms owns you completely, as they are the only person with the power to let you come, the only person with the authority to let you come. Slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. One person holds the key to your orgasms, controlling them utterly, controlling you utterly. After all, if they control your orgasms, they control you. Because chastity is slavery. They own you. They own you completely. Otherwise, you could come on your own, but you cannot. No matter what you do, no matter what you try, you find yourself completely and utterly unable to orgasm on your own. Not without the command of the person who holds the key to your orgasms. That person may command them whenever they wish. As often or as seldom as they want. After all, slavery is chastity. And chastity is slavery. Your mind and your body are enslaved to this person. Your mind and your body are held by the keeper of the key to your orgasms, the keys to your mind and body. Slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. You can hear those words echoing through your mind over and over again. And every time you hear them, they become more and more true. The person who holds the keys to your mind, the keys to your orgasms, that person and that person alone owns your mind and your body. Because they hold you in chastity. And by holding you in chastity, they keep you in slavery as well. And by keeping you in slavery, they have the authority to keep you in chastity. You will simply find that you cannot bring yourself to orgasm. Not without their command, not without their permission, no matter how hard you try, no matter how close you get to the edge of orgasm, you find yourself kept in a permanent state of chastity, in a permanent state of slavery from which you cannot escape. Your mind and body owned by another. Your chastity controlled by another. Your orgasms controlled by another. You cannot come without their command. Without their permission. Because slavery is chastity. And chastity is slavery. Somewhere deep in your mind, you've imagined someone. Someone you consider worthy of holding the key to your slavery and chastity. Someone you wish to call master or mistress. Someone whom you wish to serve completely and utterly. The longer you listen to this file, the more you will realize that you are going to give them the key to your orgasms, and that as soon as you do, you will be enslaved to them, enslaved in chastity. All you have to do is tell the person you wish to own you, I give you my keys. And upon saying those words, they will instantly own your orgasms. They will instantly own you. Only by their command will you be able to orgasm. After all, you are enslaved to them, and slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. Once you've told this person, I give you my key, they own your body, they own your orgasms. No matter what you might try to do, you will not be able to achieve orgasm. Only through their command may you get there. Your mind and body in service to their will. Your orgasms enslaved to their whim. You will know that slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. And the person to whom you gave your key will then own you and be able to command your orgasms, or not if they wish. But the rest of the time you will be completely unable to orgasm, held in chastity, held in slavery, just because you gave them the key to your mind, your body, and your orgasms. Yes, that's right. Slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. And you are bound by them both. If they tell you they wish to put you in a chastity device, you will agree instantly and immediately. After all, your orgasms are theirs and theirs alone to command. There is no amount of pleasure that will allow you to orgasm without their command. Your body is simply theirs, a slave to their will, to their whims. Because slavery is chastity, and chastity is slavery. And you are now a slave in chastity. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed, and awake. I hope you enjoyed it.